Welcome back. Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're new to the show, I worked for nearly 15 years in total across the federal government, first as a federal appeals court elbow clerk to Judge Michael Caney. Then I was an assistant city attorney for the city of Milwaukee. I ran the city of Milwaukee's 401k plan then, and for nearly 8 years, I then served as the chief legal officer for Milwaukee County. Not a criminal prosecutor. I handled all the civil matters for Milwaukee County. So worked in government for quite some time at a number of levels. And we're talking about how do you tell when an elected official is actually good at their job? We're going to go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I had a couple things, and these are kind of intentionally in the weeds, right? Of course, you want them to fulfill their campaign promises. My suggestion is to always look beyond, hey, I did legislation X, and see if you can find some data about whether or not legislation X actually returns results that are what you thought they were going to be. My three basic thing was, does the jurisdiction, does that official have robust personnel policies? Being a good personnel manager is key in a lot of governmental roles. Does that elected official demonstrate emotional control and maturity, EQ? Thirdly, does this person care about the how? They may say, we need to get here. This is the result that I want to see. Do they care about the how of it, the practicalities of getting things done in government? By far, too many elected officials do not sufficiently care about the how. And I'm looking at you, legislators, in the legislative branches. It is the executive branch that's in charge with executing and faithfully executing those laws. So legislators, I think, have a special challenge to make sure that they understand the how. Do we have the budget? Do we have the personnel? Wait a minute, is that even legal? Those kinds of questions. I'm going to give you some more of my thoughts on how to tell if a local governmental official or any official is actually getting it done. But first, I want to hear from Ollie in the Northwoods. Ollie, welcome to the show. What's your thought this afternoon?
Well, I would like to ask you if you would please repeat the last phone numbers.
Sure.
As I do not have internet, all I can do is call people, and I try to do that daily. I was able to get through to Ron Johnson's number early this morning, but and leave a message. So hopefully that will be considered. Probably not, but one can hope. Also, I want to take this moment to say that on April 1st, it should be April 1st should be don't let Elon Musk, Trump, and the billionaires fool us day.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ali. I appreciate you listening and calling. I hope you got your pen ready, Ali. Here's the Republican Party of Wisconsin, their Milwaukee office phone number, 414-897-7202. Their number for their Waukesha County office, 262-542-8532. And I'll give you a little Ron Johnson, his Milwaukee number, 414-276-7282. 414-276-7282. We're going to throw a bunch of those numbers. I know, Ollie, you don't have internet, but for those of you that do have the interwebs, first of all, if you live in a rural area and you recently have had Wi-Fi or expanded internet coverage, thank Joe Biden and the Democrats, because that happened because of Senator Baldwin and Joe Biden's investments in infrastructure to get the internet, to make sure everybody could access the internet, especially in rural areas. We're going to put all those phone numbers in our show notes for today. You can find those at civicmedia.us/shows. Just look for the Maggie Dawn Show. Wanted to flesh out the discussion about what makes a good elected official, caring about the how and the what's, good EQ, good personnel management. frequent audits of their department. Look at whether or not that elected official has ever actually done anything in their life, or have they just been an elected official? Not that that gets a just, but you know what I'm getting at. Actually doing things, running departments other than running for offices. It's good to have actual operational experience. Here's a big one. Here is a big one. Do they speak clearly and plainly and intelligently about the things that you care about? In other words, do they know what the freaking frack they are talking about? And can they explain what is happening from a policy standpoint to you in a way that makes sense? If we tested for that, and then secondly, looked at whether or not legislation adopted and advocated and trumpeted by elected officials as their accomplishments, if we actually got a level beyond that and said, oh, wait, let's measure the actual results, the impacts of that legislation, if we required them simply to talk knowledgeably and plainly and actually analyze the results, the real impacts of their legislative initiatives, boy, we'd go a far way to dismantling the partisanship that grips our country today. Richard from Waukesha, what do you look for in an elected official, or other comments, sir?
Well, I got this idea. I saw something. It might sound strange, but the Ralph Nader, Chris Farley, High Tech Bell. I saw it in action. You pick the bell up at the service counter and ring it, but it doesn't ring because it's all plastic. And then with further inspection, you look at it and there's a big smiley face and it says, smile, this bell doesn't work.
See, Richard, we need less of our collective feeling that we're ringing the plastic bell that doesn't work when we want to call our elected officials up. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Top of the hour, news, weather, and sports are next. I'm going to be back with the Director of Public Health for the Center of American Progress Action Fund to talk about the cuts to the NIH and what that means for your family. All up next right here on The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.